If it is your show, you can take control, but we don't have toll-free lines. So even though our network is back, which is really good news, so welcome back to GCN carrying the show again and back on live on the radio. We had an entire week last week. The network was moving studios, so we did internet shows. There was best ofs being played to those of you that were listening on the radio. Now you've got us back live, and we're here for all 3 hours as we normally are. However, we are still somewhat crippled, as there is no toll-free line tonight. So therefore,
well, you're also especially crippled tonight because you don't have any Torgo.
Oh, well, whatever. Therefore, actually, Torgo is at, was it WrestleMania? Is that what's going on?
Or? Yeah, something like that. He's hanging out with Val Venus, who listens to the show.
That's right.
So wrestler, Val Venus Val.
Super
invited
wrestler.
Him to come out, yeah.
Super wrestling superstar, that's what they call them, right? They're superstars. So, yeah. So
especially
our man,
since he's a libertarian wrestling superstar.
Exactly right. So that's where Torgo is tonight. Johnson, you're sitting in, which is good, because we went out and saw V for Vendetta last night.
Yes.
Remember, the 5th of November.
I think we should hold off till hour number 3 to talk about it, though.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. We might reveal a spoiler on accident. I don't want to have somebody tune out of the show. And you know what I mean? If we're going to talk about a movie like this, we want to be careful that we don't ruin something for someone else who has not seen it yet.
Okay.
So we're going to hold off on that.
But
we'll talk about
why does that. Why does that matter to be at the third hour as opposed to the first hour? Because nobody wants to take any chance of hearing the spoiler, so therefore they would click out?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Well,
you're the programming genius. What the hell do I know?
Yeah, that's the idea.
I'm asking.
Basically, give them the opportunity. You know, let them know in advance, look, there might be a spoiler here. Just be careful.
Yeah. Give you a limited amount of time. You know, that way we've got a set amount of time for how long we're going to talk about it, and they can tune out for that portion of the show.
So that's coming up. Also, lots more on the way here tonight, including a story about Mario Brothers. Yes, Mario Brothers possibly placing bombs all around one particular city. And also, a young boy has been, well, he might be getting into some big trouble for doing the right thing. Brought a weapon to school, turned it in. We'll see what happens to him. Also, recycling violators facing a crash course in recycling and mandatory fines. We'll tell you about that. Plus, some women have gone ahead and signed a petition to end women's suffrage. We'll talk about that. And office romance is in the air. What to do about it? Should you get involved in it? Have you been involved in an office romance? And also, Manwich, I think you've got something in regards to a UN tax scheme.
Yes.
That's being plotted. So all of that and more, and if you know the amplifier-only line, you can get on the phone with us that way. That's only for amplifiers. You can get more details on the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. So lots to do here, and let's start things out. Should we start with the office romance thing, kind of get off on a little bit of a different foot tonight?
Sure, I like it.
Well, this from...
I think love is in the air.
This from Monster.com, which is a website that does jobs, right? You can post your resume, that sort of thing.
I didn't know they posted, like, news articles.
Apparently they do. And this one is called Danger, Office Romance Ahead. You spend most of your waking hours at work. You rarely get out for lunch, never mind dinner. You'd like to meet that special someone, but you just don't know where to look. Suddenly, Cupid shoots his arrow, and it hits the person in the next office. Your heart starts beating faster, and blood rushes to your head. Out with all reason, love is in the air. Stop. Sure,
stop.
Sure, meetings will be fun. More fun. You already have lots in common, but how often do office romances work? And when it ends, what will your life be like?
Yeah, well, what is the answer to that?
Well, will you be peering around corners to make sure your former love isn't in the hall and avoiding the company picnic for fear your ex will flaunt a new love interest? Is this any way to live?
Well, why would you care if they were flaunting a new love interest?
I wouldn't, but...
I mean...
Well, this was
one would assume that you would be able to go out and get one too.
Well, unless of course it would be pretty awful if they were the one who broke it off with you. If they broke it off with you and you still had feelings for that person, and then they were flaunting a new love interest in your face.
I suppose
that would be pretty miserable.
Well, so before you throw your next promotion to the wind, here are 5 reasons why dating your coworker might not be such a good idea. Number 1, romance versus reality. Unfortunately, this is not a tale by the Brothers Grimm, so you can't count on a happy ending. You can rail against the unfairness of it all, but think of it this way. If life were fair, you wouldn't be in this dilemma, and the arrow would have pierced the heart of someone nice who works for the company across the street. If you're smart, you'll deal with the real world and anticipate plenty of bloodshed before this tale concludes. One of you may need to leave the job if things don't work out.
Oh, blood God.
If things do work out, One of you may have to go because it's against company policy to date fellow employees. So essentially saying if you get into an office romance, be aware that, you know, this could go just as bad as any other romance could, you know, with people going
crazy. With them.
Huh?
But you're stuck with them.
Exactly. You're stuck seeing them every single day, day after day.
Yeah. You'd think that would calm them a little bit, though. They'd be a little less likely
the craziness, you mean?
To go crazy if they had, you know, the whole work thing was in the balance.
You would think, but also the opposite could be true. I mean, that might apply to some people, but mm-hmm. The opposite could be true to somebody that wanted to be crazy. They could realize they could be more crazy and more dangerous as a result of them working in the same
place. And you generally don't know when you first start getting into a relationship whether or not the person you're about to date is a psychopath.
Well,
many men, I'm sure, are aware of that problem.
And it's not that they could be crazier, it's that they could leverage craziness against you better, because you would then see...
That's what
people
I mean.
Would see that, in fact, you decided to date a crazy woman, but I say...
Or crazy man.
You can tell. If you're working with somebody and you work with them on a reasonably regular basis, you can tell if they're going to be nuts.
Yeah. So you're suggesting if somebody new comes into the office, give them some time to get to know them first before you take them out to dinner, that sort of thing.
I'm not sure. I understand what they're saying about office romances and everything,
yeah.
But man, you spend 8, 9, 10 hours of your day at the office every day, over and over. It's more time than you spend at home.
You think it's a good recruiting ground?
It has been.
Would you be more likely to just hold off and wait to see if that person is going to leave anytime soon? Or because I can totally see how this could go bad. It could really go bad.
But they can all go bad. That's
true.
Not a chance. Not ever.
You would never pick up on an office person?
Not ever.
Okay. But you're as conservative as they come when it comes to relationships.
Let's go,
probably right about that.
We've got four more reasons.
I'm very careful.
Four more reasons to be very careful. Number two, one promotion later. Let's say you become involved with someone in your department, and you receive a promotion. Now you're in a relationship with your subordinate.
Mm.
This opens up the possibility of blackmail. And what happens when it comes to conducting reviews and disciplining your honey? You get the picture.
Yeah.
Three, play it cool. Still thinking of dating a coworker? Well, better start popping extra vitamins and heighten your sense of discretion. You'll need a lot of energy and concentrated effort to keep your office romance just between the two of you.
Yeah, see, and that's the only way I could see that working. See, I couldn't have a relationship with a coworker, but I probably could deal with having a relationship with a subordinate.
I see what you mean. There wouldn't be much of a relationship, though, from the impression that I'm getting. And when coworkers eventually find out, you may be the subject of ridicule and suspicion, as in, I can't believe he's going out with her. Or, of course he got the raise. Look who he's dating. If you want people to focus on your professional abilities, don't give them reasons to fuel the rumor mill. Four, it's not just about you. You may think this is a private affair, but is it really? Logic tells you your romantic involvement will impact your coworkers directly. If you sit together in the company cafeteria, will people now feel they should give you privacy? Will they exclude you from certain conversations because they don't want to, they don't know what you'll relay to your new love? Consciously or subconsciously, your relationship may influence decisions that go well beyond the lunchroom. Your romance may color everyone's judgment with regard to promotions, projects, team building, and responsibilities. The relationship could make it more difficult for your department, and depending on your position, your company, to operate effectively. So, the fifth one is harassment possibilities, and we'll explore that one in a little bit. But if you are out there and you have had experience with this, if you have had an office romance, and maybe it went swimmingly, maybe it's still going on, maybe it crashed and burned big time. We would like to hear from you, but unfortunately we have no toll-free line, so you have to dial the amplifier-only line if you know it. You can also shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. Give us your office romance stories, horrible or glowing. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Absolutely. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves if you know the amplifier-only call-in line. Why don't we have a toll-free line tonight? Well, there's some technical problems at the network. But hey, at least we're back on live. The last week we were not, so now we're back. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Minwich.
And so you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you know the amplifier-only line. And to get more about the amplifier program, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of our website, we got all kinds of neat stuff on there, and it's all for free, including archives. Minwich, we have now surpassed 1 year's worth of archives. You can go to freetalklive.com and literally download the entire last year of programs for free.
That's all anybody could need. That's it.
I think we're going to cap it at a year.
Yeah. And what other radio show is doing that crap for you?
None of them.
None of them.
Absolutely none.
No.
So you go get them. They're right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. I know the Free State Project is working behind the scenes right now. They're working on a brand new website that they're going to be launching sometime this month. So that's kind of exciting. But right now, freestateproject.org, it's still up. Still good information there, too. All right. So we're talking about office romances. And if you have had one or two, and they've been spectacular or absolutely terrible, we want to hear from you. If you have the amp line, or you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Now, what we're why we brought this up is because Monster.com has printed five reasons why you should be careful with this whole office romance idea. And we're up to reason number five, harassment possibilities. Then there's the H word and all it can entail.
Yeah.
If your relationship ends badly, will your ex-love tell the human relations department that you were making unwanted advances? Think about how a harassment suit will impact your career. Then, join a local dating service. And while you're at it, join some professional associations. They may offer many opportunities to socialize while you move your career forward.
I'll tell you what, the Young Professional Club in most towns
is a dating club?
Woohoo! Yes, it is.
Really?
I'm afraid so.
Well, it's kind of a cool idea. I mean, for people that are out in the professional world to meet other people in the professional world.
Many guys, for that last reason that was listed there, many guys just won't touch somebody who's in the workplace.
I don't blame them. But here you are saying you think it's a good idea.
I've never had any problems.
You're throwing caution to the wind, essentially, right?
I don't care. I'm an excellent salesperson. So what if they kick me out of this place? The next place will hire me.
Right.
They'll hire me right across the street.
Got the confidence of that if something goes wrong, yeah, I'll just walk out of my job.
Yeah, but what about a harassment lawsuit? I mean, couldn't that be a little bit dangerous?
Actually, if he's walked out of the job.
A sexual harassment lawsuit would be against the company, not against the employee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know much about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
I've never been to one of those sensitivity training classes. I think they had them at Clear Channel a long time ago, but I didn't go or something like that. Maybe they had it after I left.
I can't tell you how many girls I dated at Clear Channel.
Really?
Yeah. Never had any problem.
All right, well, here's the rest of it. So, before you pencil in a date with your office desire, schedule dinner with some non-work-related friends. You'd be surprised what might happen if you start nurturing your other relationships. If you spend a little more time away from the office and your coworkers, you might give Cupid a chance to improve his aim. If you still feel your coworker's the one, well, what do? If you work for a big company, transfer to another department or facility. If that's not an option because of your profession or company size, get yourself a new job. So, the person writing this really seems to take it seriously. I mean, she seems to think that this is a really bad idea for you to get involved in an office relationship.
I can see her point.
I can see her point, too. I could go either way with it, depending on, the situation, feelings, whatever. But generally, I think it is a bad idea.
I agree with you.
If it can be avoided, I mean, it's risky. You have to weigh that. You know, if you're going to get involved in a relationship, you better be weighing the fact that what you are doing is incredibly risky and know what could possibly happen before getting into it.
Absolutely.
And my thought is join a club. You know, find something else. There are plenty of other ways other than work.
True. And is that really something that you want to create a common bond over? I mean, when you get into a relationship, you want to have some sort of common interests. You know, do you really want to have a bond over the fact that you both work at the same place and maybe there's not that much else that's in common that you necessarily know? I mean,
I love my work. Every time I work a place, I'm passionate and love it.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a great thing to have in common.
As opposed to having other interests in common.
What other interests do I have?
You like fish.
I do like tropical fish.
Yeah.
What do I care about some woman who likes tropical fish? I mean, what difference
I'm
is
trying,
that?
Man. I'm trying.
I know, yeah.
You're married anyway. It doesn't matter to you.
She doesn't like tropical fish.
And you didn't meet her in the office, by the way.
I did not.
You met her at an
club.
Interest group.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I like what the article's saying. Look, if work is your life, try to expand out into some sort of alternate interest and see if you can find somebody there. Because it could be really devastating. Although, I suppose, if you're convinced that this person is the right one and you really have to date this person, then maybe, if that's the case, it'd be worth just quitting your job and going somewhere else, if you really believe it that firmly.
Possibly.
All right. So, if you want to chime in here, the Amplifier line is available, as well as email ftl@freetalklive.com.
Before we move on real quick, I just want to mention something. I didn't actually bring the article in, but I did see it today that... You know, there. Since we brought up tropical fish, there's a new company out of Japan that's now marketing a new laser technique where they can print logos on tropical fish.
Wow! Wow!
Yeah. So they.
That's interesting.
Never heard of that.
How do you hold the fishy down? Do you have to dope it up and just sort of tranquilize it first before you can actually do the printing? Because
I don't know.
They tend to flip around quite a bit when they're out of the water.
Yeah, I just kind of saw the article today. I don't know.
Interesting.
Maybe it's really fast.
There are certain cichlids that can be thousands of dollars a piece, and it's basically their markings. You know, if they have like lucky Chinese word markings.
Yeah,
I'm
expecting
markings.
To see stuff like that in Chinese restaurants, and they always have those fish tanks.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they...
So it won't be so lucky anymore. You can literally buy the lucky markings.
Yeah, you can. You'll be able to counterfeit these things.
Yeah. And we can have a Free Talk Live goldfish or something.
Yeah, we can have it right there. Screaming guy on the side.
Just sell them in the store.
Neat stuff. Hey, Johnson, you got something about Mario Brothers getting some young girls in trouble, apparently. What's going on?
The Mario Brothers, in fact. Mario and Luigi. They were...
very unusual.
They were inappropriate behavior with these young girls. No. Apparently, five girls from Ravenna, Ohio, made 17 cardboard replications of the Super Mario power-up cubes throughout their town. Now, anybody who's played Super Mario knows that in the game there are these cubes that contain coins and mushrooms and flowers and
right.
Feathers.
You jump underneath it and it bounces a little bit, and then whatever is inside it comes out.
Right, exactly.
They got little question marks on
it. Yeah, it's just a cube with a, you know, it looks like a cube that's made out of metal, like brass or something right. like that, and it looks like it's been riveted together and has a 3D question mark on it. So
it's like a box or a chest or a shipping container.
Kind of.
Yeah.
In a weird metal sort of way.
So what about these boxes?
Well, they took and made 17 cardboard replications of the Super Mario power-up cubes and put them in trees throughout their town. The town has a population of approximately 12,000 people, some of which felt threatened by the power-up cubes and called in the bomb squad.
Well, they are weird-looking.
You know, I could see how a big box with a question mark.
And I could see, I mean, if it appeared in your tree out in your front yard... on your private property, that could be a little disturbing.
A bust the question mark.
Well, especially if you didn't...
Riddle me this.
Exactly. So I was just thinking it could have been someone acting like they were the Riddler. More coming back. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white. and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Tonight, though, your options are limited. Normally, we have a toll-free line. We don't tonight. So if you're an amplifier, you can get access via the amplifier-only line. That's your only way in via the phones. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it can happen. And by the way, still looking for comments. If you've had an office romance, you can still share that with us and let us know how that turned out for you. One of our listeners emails in says, if Manwich had cared a little bit more about compatibility, he wouldn't be married to a statist. How's he ever going to convince her to move to New Hampshire?
The compatibility goes long past what your political beliefs are, and we're extremely compatible.
Besides the political thing.
And you know, she's pretty flexible on it. Yeah. She just lets me ramble on and on and on. I mean, is she an activist? By no means.
No.
But
She's not a statist activist. That's good, I suppose.
Yeah. And if things are going well in New Hampshire, I'm sure that she'll be pretty easy to convince. Right now, it makes sense.
Yeah, but do we want her to come up there? I mean, she's going to vote against us.
Who knows? Probably she will. She'll vote however she feels like voting. And, and that'll be Democrat almost all the time. So what can I tell you?
All right. Well, that's that email from Strawberry Fart St. Johnson. We're talking about a story from, well, Ohio, where some girls aged 16 and 17 had hung some boxes from trees. These boxes were fashioned to look like little power-up boxes from Super Mario Brothers, a game that many millions and millions of people have played and are familiar with.
Basically, they look like riveted metal cubes with question marks on them.
Right. Apparently, they got the instructions off of the internet, some internet website. How to make Super Mario boxes. And
okay.
So they took them around and hung them from the trees, and now they're looking at charges. Is that right, Johnson?
Yep. A quote from the local newspaper that reported the incident says, the girls found an internet site called Mario Question Blocks, which told you step-by-step how the game is played and along with instructions on wrapping the packages just to see what kind of response you could get. McCoy said, the game is evidently being played all over the country.
Yeah. It's been played since 1985.
Well, no, they're not talking about Mario.
Oh, the game of hanging these boxes.
Right.
Oh, there's actually a game involved here? I thought they were just doing it for April Fool's just to throw people off.
Yeah, it is part of an April Fool's joke.
An elaborate April Fool's joke that nobody will get.
But the game, apparently there's a website called Mario Question Blocks where there is some sort of a game where you hang Mario Question Blocks around town.
Does this article list the locations at where they hung them, or was that the other article I had?
All I see is a picture of them hanging these, gold-colored blocks in trees. And they look pretty spiffy.
According to the Akron Beacon Journal, looks like they hung them at the Immaculate Conception Church, the county courthouse, in front of a pastry company, and just on the corner of a couple of roads, as well as by the high school. So,
if I were doing it, I'd put a couple pennies in there, so if you punched the cue hard enough, pennies would fall.
Manwich is so clueless on that, Johnson.
Manwich, I'm just going to out him. He's never played Super Mario Brothers.
I've seen it before.
You've seen it. I'm outing you.
In like 1980-something.
So I think it's, now that they're looking,
stiff.
The Ravenna Police Department looking at possibly throwing charges at these girls for hanging these boxes around. Now, what do you think that they're going to charge them with? Public littering? I mean, because they did leave trash, essentially. They left stuff
on public property, or are they going to throw some Patriot Act charges against him? Maybe some terrorist threatening charges.
I can't imagine they're going to do anything here.
You can't imagine, but there have been things like this done to people that have done things that aren't even this
threatening. These boxes have question marks in them. They could be filled with sexual objects. We should charge these girls as sex offenders.
Who knows?
I think government is just ridiculous.
I don't know. If we hear more on this story, we'll definitely share it with you. Still to come here tonight, we're going to talk about V for Vendetta. We all saw it last night, and it definitely deserves some discussion.
Don't worry. We'll warn you if we, you know, are going to get into a conversation so that we don't spoil it.
Plus, a young man has been suspended from school, or actually is facing suspension, for doing the right thing, what is considered the right thing, and we'll get to that. But first, we need to go to the phones to Krister in Sweden. Krister, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mowich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Krister.
Hi, how do you do? Listen, I'm trying to get up to speed with Free Talk Live and all your back issues of the show.
Yes.
And I tell you, it's a lot. You got a lot.
We do. A whole year's worth.
Yeah, right. And so I don't know really if you have talked about this issue I'm going to bring up to tonight, but I'm thinking about putting the government out of office. You know, that's a kind of goal, the issue here, right?
It's a lofty goal. Yes.
Yeah. What would be the fastest way to do that? In my opinion, I'm just throwing out a question or a thought here. Maybe. How about currency, money? When it comes to money, you know, we all know that the current government are dependent on our taxes, and if we would stop using our, you know, ordinary greenbacks.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
I see what you're saying. You're suggesting that we replace the government fiat money system, which is backed by nothing, replace it with a private currency that may actually have some backing, for instance, like the Liberty Dollar, replace it with that and essentially just have people stop using the government money system, correct?
Yes, and wouldn't that be the fastest way, just to put him out of office?
You know, I wonder about that, because there you're still looking at a major educational undertaking. I mean, either way, Krister, you're going to have to clue people in to how things work. I mean, whether it be educating them on libertarianism and getting them to vote for libertarians, or educating them about money and getting them to use this alternative currency, you're looking at a major undertaking.
Yeah, otherwise
it's not going to be easy.
The Liberty Dollar would have done it quickly.
Liberty Dollar's been around for almost a decade.
Yeah, it's been around plenty of time, and people aren't exactly, you know, busting their doors down. I'm not saying that they don't have a good product.
Krister, comments?
Yes. No, I'm just curious. I mean, I need to fight this battle on many fronts, you know, several different ways. But I'm just thinking about where to put your main effort.
It's a good idea. Do you guys have any alternative currencies in Sweden, or do you just have the official state currency?
We have some crappy alternatives, but they're not good enough.
Mm. Well, maybe you should start your own alternative currency, Krister.
Yeah, right. We don't have that. We don't have the like the Liberty Dollars that are really backed up with precious metals.
Is there any reason why you couldn't? Do you know if that would be illegal if somebody wanted to start the Swedish Liberty Dollar? Would it be against the law in Sweden to do something like that, or could you do that?
But what if they just used the Liberty Dollar?
It's a good question. I believe it could be done.
Well, again, it requires some sort of a base-level culture of liberty, and I don't know. I don't know if you guys have enough of it there in Sweden. Maybe you're just going to have to come to the Free State someday, man.
Yeah, actually, to tell you the truth, I have been thinking a lot about it, because it sounds pretty neat, huh?
Really does.
Getting together. Yeah.
That's the idea, get everybody together. And there are people from around the world that are members of the Free State Project, I'd like to point out. There's actually a list on the web, on freestateproject.org, showing country by country how many people are in that country that are members of the Free State Project.
Yeah, we'd love to have you, Krister.
I gotta check that
out. Krister, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah.
Have a good night, or morning, or whatever the time is.
He sounds like somebody who could benefit from fresh mountain air. There's definitely some heavy breathing going on.
Well, he's probably wearing a mic set up for the computer.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, more coming back. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Let's talk about that. What is the fastest way to liberty? Is there a real answer? This is Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening.
In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show if you take control of the airwaves. Normally we have toll-free lines. We don't tonight. Network errors, toll-free issues. So you've only got the amplifier-only line. And if you know that number, you can use it. If you don't, well, you're SOL. And you can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph, validated, as a matter of fact, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean if you go to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Krister, and he asked a question, simple question. What's the fastest way to actually reclaim liberty in our lifetimes?
And, of course, if we knew and if it was an easy answer, question to answer, it would have already been taken care of.
That's true.
Yeah.
If I'm sure the libertarian movement has been working on this for a long time, trying to figure out the fastest way and execute that. But the libertarian movement's been around for several decades, and obviously whatever that fastest way is still not quite there yet.
Yeah.
There's some interesting opinions on this. Krister suggested that maybe we could have an alternate currency and we could convince people to move over to that alternate currency, which is an interesting idea. And, of course, you do have the Liberty Dollar, and you can learn more about it at dollar.freetalklive.com.
Of course, the act of convincing certainly takes some time.
Right, which is a major – it's more of an outreach project and an educational effort than it is an alternative currency. I mean, it functions as a currency. But you have to get people to understand first that the current situation with money in this country and all the other countries in the world is a debacle. The fact that the greenbacks don't have any silver behind them anymore and why that's dangerous. And you can't just get in front of somebody and educate them on that. They just have to learn it on their own. And this is something that takes a long time.
I think it's a powerful way to get out of the government's grasp. I think that it's certainly, it should be an arm of a multi-pronged strategy. I don't think there's a one-shot, liberty-winning sort of a approach here. I think there's a variety of different ways that we're going to have to approach this.
I think it almost has to go together, incorporates. That's why I think that the Free State Project has a better chance of winning than anything else.
I would have to say that overall, the Free State Project, no doubt, in my mind at least, is the fastest way to liberty in our life.
Because we're going to be using, I can imagine in the Free State Project that you'll be using Liberty Dollars, the people will be using Liberty Dollars, a lot of people who understand the value of them, instead of thinking, this is some kind of weird counterfeit. I can't, what the hell?
It's pretty.
It's shiny and it's made of silver, but this ain't money.
Well, what you need to do is you need to present people with incontrovertible proof. That's what really needs to happen, is an idea.
But Americans are presented with incontrovertible proof every single day that their government is full of despots. And what do they do with that information? Absolutely nothing.
See, but I don't think that proof is incontrovertible to most people. I think most people are very easily able to dismiss that.
Well, what you
because it's not close enough to them. It's not direct enough. In other words, they don't have any personal relationships or any personal ties with those people in government. So when they hear things about people in government, it's too distant. They're too far removed from it. Now,
it's not all government. It's just that one guy.
Right. But if you're talking about, you know, if they're talking to their friends and family members who have moved to New Hampshire and are telling them how things are and watching the news and seeing things and how things are changing, then that's incontrovertible. That's evidence of liberty working.
Well,
and
plus,
that's what the country needs to be shown.
When it comes to incontrovertible proof in regards to an alternative currency, the incontrovertible proof is going to be when you walk into a store and there's two prices on the shelf. One of them's Federal Reserve note prices, the other one is, say, Liberty Dollar prices. That way, customers are going to start asking, hey, why is there two prices here on the shelf? That'll be a nice lead-in to introducing them to the currency, give them some silver currency as change, and really, if you can have the stores start to accept more Liberty, you know, start to accept Liberty Dollars on a regular basis, then I think more consumers will start to accept it. And it's a popularity contest. I mean, as soon as a certain percentage of people starts to deal with an alternative currency, it'll become more and more popular. What is it? There's a certain term. Point of saturation, I believe, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain point, and I believe it's 10%, where a certain percentage of the populace understands or starts to utilize whatever it is you're trying to get them to utilize
right.
and understand, to where more and more people, it's kind of like a point of no return, more and more people start getting interested at a much faster rate after you eclipse that point. And that point's going to apply to a currency, it's going to apply to a political movement as well. You know, as soon as the libertarian message starts to penetrate beyond the 1% that it might currently be at, or the 2% that it might currently be at, and get out there into a more mainstream version, we could really see an increase in liberty in a fast way.
Well,
it could happen quickly.
More and more people are starting to at least be aware of libertarians. I mean, that used to be...
That's true.
I remember a couple of years ago, you mentioned the word libertarian.
Yeah.
True. Now more people are claiming to be libertarians who aren't really libertarians.
Like Hugh Downs.
Well, because it's cool to be a libertarian now.
Right.
And there's people, television personalities, that'll just sort of mention, yeah. Oh, I'm sort of a libertarian on that.
Yeah, I've heard that term before, and I know it's good.
Or I'll take the libertarian position on that. They may not label themselves as a libertarian, but they may acknowledge that one of their positions is libertarian.
I'm going to buy an automatic weapon and store solid gold Kirkarans in my backyard on that. Thank you.
I don't think that's ever been said.
Kirkarans, whatever they are.
So yeah, I think the Free State Project is absolutely the fastest route to liberty. And the reason why is because people that are serious, the most serious proponents of freedom and liberty, are all going to be moving to the free state. I really believe that the best activists, the best libertarian activists, are going to be there. I mean, we're going to be there. There's a lot of other people that have already gotten there early as a part of the First 1000 program, which is definitely something worth looking into by going to freestateproject.org and learning more about that. But how fast will it be? Well, it depends on how fast you can get there, I suppose. How fast will this movement take hold?
Yeah.
Depends on you.
If 20,000 liberty-minded people move to New Hampshire tomorrow, damn fast.
Game on. That's not going to happen, of course.
Why not? It's like saying the libertarian candidate isn't going to win the next election.
He
will if everybody votes.
It's unreal to suggest 20,000 people are going to drop everything tomorrow and move to New Hampshire. But if you can do it over the next few years, we're going to have a real impact. And you can get more at freestateproject.org. On the way, a not-so-free man at school or a boy at school turns in a knife and is being punished for it. We'll tell you more.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is unavailable. We do have the amplifier-only line. That is your only option to get through. If you want to learn more about how to become an amplifier, go to amp.freetalklive.com. This will probably be limited time. I'm sure we'll have our toll-free lines back tomorrow night or the following night. Still got lots to come here, including a story about Canadians and how they're scared.
What are they scared of?
They're awful scared. Well, we'll tell you. That's on the way. Plus, a discussion of V for Vendetta. We all saw it last night. We'll get to that. And a few emails and more. But let's go into the story about a young man from IndyStar.com, Indianapolis. A Far East Side couple say they're stunned that a Warren Township school's principal suspended their son and recommended his expulsion.
Wow.
For doing what? Stabbing someone? Maybe touching a girl where she didn't ask to be touched?
Threatening to blow up the school?
No, actually.
Show me on the doll.
Apparently, he had a pocket knife.
Okay.
And he
I had a pocket knife, too, and I used to carry it to school.
And he turned it in as soon as he arrived at school. After turning in the knife, the eighth grader was suspended from Stony Brook Middle School for 10 days and may be expelled.
That's ridiculous.
The mother and stepfather have hired an attorney to represent them here. This young man made the most responsible choice under any policy possible. They're treating him as the most irresponsible student under the circumstances.
You know, this is what bureaucrats do.
No tolerance.
Cover their butt every time.
Zero tolerance.
I mean, who cares if this kid gets a frickin' education? Who cares if the school board has anything to do with education? He brought a damn pocket knife to school, so we're going to have to expel him because we have a zero tolerance policy.
Now wait, I wonder what they would have done to me. I used to carry a knife to school, and they, They took the knife from me at one point, so I just started carrying a concealed knife to school from then on.
Well, that's what the lesson here is, and the lesson they're teaching the kids is, hey, kids, if you accidentally bring a knife to school and are so honest as to want to come and turn it in for the day, you're going to be expelled. So if you're going to bring a knife to school, keep it in your book bag. Don't tell anybody about it. That's what they're telling them here.
So stupid.
So apparently, young Elliot, age 14, said he was walking to the school entrance in the brisk weather on March 3rd and has placed his hands in his coat pocket, where he felt his Swiss Army pocket knife in the pocket. He says, I went straight to the office, right
Swiss
inside
Army
the...
Swiss Army knife, too, so it's like a blade the size of your pinky.
Right.
It's a blade
four inches or less.
It could hardly be wielded as a weapon.
Could not be wielded as... I'm going to go that far. There's no way.
He said he handed the knife to Terry Donahue, the school's treasurer, and told her that he'd brought it to school by mistake. Right there, first thing in the morning, as soon as he got on campus, to the office, turned it in. As a result, the school's principal, Jimmy Meadows, suspended him for the maximum of 10 days, gave him the maximum suspension. Now they're going to have a confidential expulsion hearing. I wonder if that means his parents will be involved. When Mr. Meadows said he was referring to Elliot for expulsion, I was in shock, said his mother. A associate superintendent said a principal in Indiana has the discretion to suspend a student for virtually any reason for up to 10 school days.
You know what I bet this has to do with, too? I bet this is all the result of bureaucratic fear.
What do you mean?
That this principal is probably just afraid. Like, he heard, oh my god, a kid had a knife? A knife? In this environment? A kid had a knife at school.
No, there's no explanation for this. It doesn't make sense.
He's
there holding the knife out saying, here, take this. I don't want to have it.
Well, he said that to one teacher, but then the principal got involved. See how the bureaucracy could come into play there? That he turned it into a teacher.
He turned it into the office. He was in the office.
Right, he turned it in the office, but then the principal
probably
reacted.
That doesn't mean the principal's sitting right there taking it.
Right.
It's craziness. Hour number two is on the way. You comment. We got the amplifier line open. No toll-free lines tonight. They're down and out. Email box as well, ftl@freetalklive.com. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.